Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and we're going to pick up from where we left off last week, and I focused on particular drugs and drug therapy and possible cures and at least some relief or alleviation of symptoms as relates to the coronavirus, the C virus, the China virus. And this week I want to focus much more so on natural remedies, natural cures, potentially, possibly, or at least activating or reactivating one's immune system, true believer in trying to boost immunity. And we even hear the expression herd immunity, which is a little bit different, but certainly complementary of strategies in terms of trying to protect oneself and others. And Michael Savage has done a really good job focusing on certain foods that are curative or at least regenerative as it relates to activators in accelerating the immune response. And one of those articles, he talks about foods that are high in zinc. And I'm also wanting to touch on an article from a particular publication that is quite good called Healthline. And Healthline talks about some of the top 10 foods that do contain zinc. And the number one food is red meats, in particular beef, that not only is super high in zinc, but also B vitamins and iron and other nutrients, minerals, etc. In terms of red meat, if one were to eat 100 grams, which is 3.5 ounce serving of ground beef or red meat, it would contain 4.8 milligrams of zinc, which is 44% of one's daily recommended value. That also contains 20 grams of protein, which is quite good, and 10 grams of fat, which that fat is not going to harm you unless it's processed red meat with the nitrates, and a lot of B vitamins, creatine, etc., and actual fat burners. And amino acid L-carnitine certainly is one of those major fat burners. So number one is red meat. Number two, shellfish. Number three, legumes, you know, which of course includes a variety of beans. Four is seeds. Five is nuts. Six, dairy. Seven, whole grains. Eight, some vegetables, such as green beans, kale, even potatoes. And number 10, dark chocolate. Now, foods that are high in quercetin, which Savage talks about as zinc activators, which is absolutely true. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid. It's an antioxidant, and it's something that I have studied, something that I truly believe in. Tea, black and green tea, have a rich source of quercetin. I'm a big tea drinker, drink teas all the time. Also, quercetin is found in berries, whether it be cranberries, blueberries, blackberries. Another very rich source is the skin of the apple, also plums and grapes, but apples are very high in quercetin. Onions, also very high. And there are other herbs, spices, and foods. Red wine would also consider a good source of quercetin. Also kale, arugula, red leaf, lettuce, spinach. So these are just some of those foods that are very high in quercetin. Cathethins also are another antioxidant that you can find in teas. In particular, epigallocathethin, which would include, you know, green and oolong teas, black teas, pecans, hazelnuts, pistachios, apples, plums, blackberries, cranberries, buckwheat, flour. They're just some of the items. And again, you can go to michaelsavage.com and look for food high in zinc activators. Oh, and back to red meat just for a moment. Humor me, if you will. But this has to do more with weight loss. But I think that if we're talking about the benefits of red meat as it relates to zinc, I think it's important that I share this with you because you may or may not have heard of this before. In all likelihood, you probably have not, unless you're listening to this show. You may have heard of CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid. And I know it sounds like a complex scientific term, but CLA is a group of omega-6 fatty acids that help burn fat. That's right. And one of the richest sources of CLA happens to be red meat, but also happens to be full fat dairy. So again, Mother Nature, Creator God, knew better that your food is coming from a clean source in its natural state. It already has the properties in balance that contribute to whether it be muscle gain, fat loss, good cardiovascular health. But unfortunately, the scientific community that we so much rely on misled us and misfed us as related to fat being the culprit, allegedly, for weight gain. And they converted vegetable oils into trans fats and wanted us to consume those, but cut back on natural fats that were in dairy, that were in nuts and seeds and olive oil and avocados, and peanut butter and, various other nut butters that were in milk and I think I mentioned dairy. In reality, those fats can never harm us. So you don't have to have a fat phobia. You don't have to have fear of fats because those fats are not harmful. Matter of fact, they're actually beneficial. So, again, CLA is found primarily in food sources rather than just supplementation or protein powders, in red meats and in full fat dairy. The other, fat burner that is found, but also muscle builder beyond creatine, happens to be L-carnitine, an amino acid that's naturally occurring, and that is found also in red meats. So beyond zinc and zinc activators, which, you know, I talked at length about quercetin, I happen to be, and I don't listen to this show that often. I listen a few minutes here or there, and of course, program director, TalkStream Live, I kind of, monitor streams and just make sure everything's in working order, especially for, the top shows and, the top show on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern happens to be Bill Cunningham. And no, he's not the great one. And Levin is not the great one. And this whole great one and you're great and he's great and this one's great. It's just nonsense. We're all human beings. You know, I have a real problem, even though we all say great at times, but anyone that calls themselves or believes or it's part of, their shtick or part of, their belief that, a particular host is the great one or a great one, it's just ridiculous and narcissistic and over the top nonsense. On his show, he does take a lot of calls, and I'm not quite sure if they're screened or not, but most shows are heavily screened. But this guy, he allowed him to, discuss something that probably many hosts that are part of, whether it's the conservative mainstream or just, radio mainstream, when you're one of the top shows, you have to be considered to some extent, I'm not saying mainstream as in like lamestream. I'm just talking about, when you're syndicated by an iHeartMedia, premier radio networks, and you're on hundreds of stations, then, that's pretty recognizable as mainstream. But nevertheless, he takes a call, and they're talking about the coronavirus, which who's not. And this guy talked about a natural cure. And I said, he's probably not going to allow him, much opportunity to explain. And he did. And quite frankly, it was very interesting. this guy talked about Brazilian pepper tree. And again, you can Google that. Got a video that based on his research, that pretty interesting and certainly informative. And Billy Cunningham, I guess while he was interacting with the caller, does a search and then starts talking about that search and goes into it and allows for not only the caller, but he talked about the fact that there is scientific evidence that this does work in terms of a respiratory aid. I don't have all the details. I haven't done as much study, but you might want to Google or do a search for Brazilian pepper tree. And so, again, I have to thank Bill Cunningham for allowing that caller the opportunity to not only call in, but to share in considerable detail. And he also was open to this alternate view and alternative potential cure for respiratory conditions, viruses, and quite frankly, the coronavirus and similar viruses. So again, I'm not here to tell you to buy anything or to invest in any of these potential cures and remedies that may help some people in some ways. But again, I always caution the listening audience that you should, you know, you have to put everything to the test. You have to be the truth seeker and the truth tester, and then decide what's best for you and your family and your loved ones. But I like to bring forward information that sometimes is to the contrary to the prevailing view and the mainstream media's presentation. We are being deceived. We are being misled. We are being misfed information. Quite frankly, you have to start looking outside of the conventional and the mainstream for your own well-being, for your own health, and it goes beyond the C virus.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Yeah, so on 60 Minutes, they were discussing Amazon and, you know, some of the workers' concerns and the workplace, and they were showing what they do to clean and disinfect, and they have a technology, and I kind of referred to it a little earlier about UV light, and Amazon has a roving UV light machine that goes through the, you know, in the entire warehouse facilities, and I guess they have multiple machines, and it was showing how it dispenses the UV light, and it literally, you know, is helping to kill potentially any viruses, any kind of harmful elements. So I thought that was very interesting. I want to do a little more research on that, but maybe you happened to catch 60 Minutes as well and saw that, but I thought that was pretty fascinating. And you have to remember, that's the company, you know, Bezos, Washington Post, Amazon, that bought Whole Foods. And so, you know, there is some openness, obviously, to natural health and healing and supplements and all that. I mean, they profit from that. I was like, wow, this is, speaking of Amazon, amazing, was this UV light roving machine. So there's a lot of things that could be incorporated. You know, a lot of the air purification systems have a negative ion ozone that helps, you know, destroy. Well, actually, part of the reason they use it is it brings, you know, it actually all the dust and the various things in the air, it just kind of brings it to the floor, and so it descends where you could, you know, easily sweep up or vacuum, you know, whatever. So, but there's a lot of different purification agents, and I know Trump was a bit crude and clumsy when he talked about disinfectants, and he didn't actually say you should drink bleach or disinfectants or, you know, ingest or inject those things, but he was talking about this, you know, maybe there is a system of cleansing the body that would incorporate, you know, obviously less toxic and harmful. Some amazing things going on here. Matter of fact, hydroxychloroquine is showing promising results. This is NYU study. Matter of fact, I saw further documentation and information on Fox News with Laura Ingraham. She was interviewing a Texas doctor. And unfortunately, because of the bad press as related to some preliminary studies, they wanted to completely dismiss all the positives, all the success stories. And the fact is, it's very inexpensive, readily available, and Big Pharma doesn't like that. They, quite frankly, the medical czars, they don't want simple solutions, inexpensive solutions. But I'm really excited to know that NYU's Grossman School of Medicine found patients given hydroxychloroquine with zinc and an additional antibiotic found that 44% less likely to die from coronavirus. So we are seeing promising results. That's why I didn't completely give up on it. And I said that obviously you would have to do your own research. You have to be an informed patient. You would consult with your doctor. But doctors are having a difficult time getting this because pharmacies are saying, oh, well, the government doesn't want us to have it dispensed to you. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. If the doctor believes in it and the patient consents, and it's an informed patient, absolutely, positively should be able to.
Well, it happened, and I am elated. I mean, I'm so enthused by the fact that Trump, and I know part of it was to get the media all up in a tizzy and continue all their hyperventilating, but quite frankly, I'm so glad that Trump has admitted, so he says, that he's taking hydroxychloroquine daily. Now, there are reports that he's going to finish with his treatment as a preventative within a couple days. But here are just some headlines, and I'm going to go with most recent and go in reverse order here. What White House doctor prescribed hydroxychloroquine for Trump, McEnany says, she's the White House press secretary, which actually, very bright, very talented, and easy on the eyes, which is irrelevant, but nevertheless, Trump likes that too. Trump says he will finish taking the hydroxychloroquine in 2 days, and that was just the other day. Robert Wilkie blasts phony media for hydroxychloroquine study. Pelosi says morbidly obese Trump taking hydroxychloroquine, not a good idea. Thanks, Dr. Pelosi. Trump slams Fox News for some negative hydroxychloroquine coverage. Yeah, it's that pig face, Cavuto, who I've never liked, that sanctimonious slob. Okay, continuing on here. The White House doctor says potential benefit of Trump taking hydroxychloroquine outweighed the risk. Another headline, Trump, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. That's when he admitted, and the press went into a frenzy. Despite the risk, Trump says he's taking hydroxychloroquine. And this was the big study that I talked about earlier in the program, and I did post within our headlines on our apps and on our site channels and platform in general at TalkStream Live, hydroxychloroquine in combo with zinc and an antibiotic shows promising results. This is in the epicenter here in the United States, within the state of New York, within metropolitan Manhattan, NYU, prominent university, New York University, study. And the source there was NY1. But that study is not being talked about broadly, and it's not being talked about in the press. And it's just a sad situation. But I've seen enough research, and of course those of you that tune into Fox in particular, not only Hannity, but also Laura Ingraham, there have been a multitude of doctors that have had, you know, tremendous success. But again, you have to remember, hydroxychloroquine is inexpensive, readily available, and it doesn't help Big Pharma in a big way. And the media doesn't like the narrative that Trump was actually right about hydroxychloroquine. In most cases, not all cases, there is prevailing documentable research that in many, if not most cases, it has been extremely helpful and saved a lot of lives and lessened the severity of their condition. And so I applaud you, Mr. President. I applaud the minute amount of media coverage that was helpful in me understanding and for me accessing this vital and most critical information, life-saving information. More to come. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Website is TomDonahueReports.com.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.